Venezuelans are fleeing their country because the government and the economy in Venezuela are in chaos. Many Venezuelans are going to neighboring countries, including Brazil. NPR's Philip Reeves spent some time in a Brazilian frontier town that's been flooded with people and transformed by the crisis next door.
This is the little town of Pacaraima. It's in the hills, right by the border with Venezuela. People say it was paradise here. Then Venezuela fell apart. The border gate opens for the day beneath dripping clouds. Some Venezuelans drive in. Andrena Marquez arrives on foot.
I'm looking for another life.
Another life?
Yes.
She's 24 and an economics graduate. Marquez is moving abroad to seek work. She's had enough of life in Venezuela.
The situation with the food is so complicated. The security is so difficult. The public health is so difficult.
Expones tu vida al hacer un viaje como este, ¿me entiendes? Porque no sabes qué se te presenta en el camino.
Iraima Homero arrives to buy toiletries to sell back home in Venezuela's capital, Caracas. The journey here is long and dangerous, but...
Por mis hijos. Por la necesidad que estamos pasando.
Homero has three kids to support. Pacaraima's shops open. They're making good money, selling rice, sugar, flour and oil to Venezuelans, who haul it home. Jesus Sanchez is sitting on a couple of sacks of flour. He says he can't afford more.
No tengo capital.
Because he lacks capital. He says he's so far been robbed four times in Venezuela on his way home. Up the street, Pedro Besho is wandering around. During Venezuela's boom, he made his living as a master builder. Right now, he's depending on two tiny white poodles that he's holding in his hands.
I'm selling these because I actually need the money to survive.
Marcos Salazar is cycling around town, selling coffee to pay for three kids back home. Salazar says he does this for 13 hours a day.
Siempre he sido una persona muy optimista.
Being stubbornly optimistic is his way of dealing with adversity. So he sells his coffee with a song.
Para você, si você quer, acepto dólares y euros también.
It's lunchtime, and it's raining again. Paciano de Pachon, the town's tourism director, is standing outside his office. There are lovely waterfalls and tropical forests around here, but no tourists right now, he says. De Pachon says Pacaraima's declared a state of emergency because schools and hospitals are overwhelmed by the Venezuelan influx.
O nosso município, ele não comporta, né? Nosso município não comporta essa quantidade de pessoas.
Our town can't cope with this amount of people coming here.
He says the influx is producing a crime wave. Violence used to be rare, but there have been 10 homicides in as many months. And the town now has a red light district. As the afternoon grows older, Venezuelan women begin to show up on the streets. Pedro Besho is still walking around with his puppies.
Have you had any luck yet selling those dogs?
¿Tuviste una buena suerte con la venta de los perros?
No, no la tuve.
The sun sinks and the town grows dark and chilly. The faithful assemble in church for evening prayers. The thirsty gather in their temples. And the hungry, well, they do what they can. Mateus Gonzalez and his family are cooking over a fire, surrounded by trash and puddles. They sleep outside, along with hundreds of other Venezuelans, including many tiny children. Gonzalez spent the day looking for work, unloading trucks, but didn't earn a dime. Survival has become a matter of luck. And this family says today they had none. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Pacaraima.